and welcome to the Wilson's Can You Find Guide. My name is Hannah and I'm going to take you around some of the galleries to look for animals and nature hidden in our collections. Are you ready to go? Remember, you can pause this guide at any point if you need more time. Our first stop is the Test Space exhibition on the first floor. Press pause now and press play again once you're just inside the gallery. Welcome to Test Space. This gallery is all about the history of Cheltenham. When you enter the gallery, look to the left and you'll see our big poster on the wall with some of the items from our collection. How many animals can you find in this poster? Press pause if you need more time to look. Well done! We found our first animals. Now, turn right from the door and find the case on the wall filled with fossils. Can you find the sea creatures? Press pause if you need more time. These creatures are from the Jurassic Age, which started about 200 million years ago. The fact they were found on the Campden Hill tells us that 200 million years ago, Cheltenham was actually under the sea, a bit different from today. Now, can you find the mammoth tooth? How big do you think the mammoth would have been to have a mouth filled with teeth this big? Pause if you need some time to look. He would have been about the height of a school bus. You can have a go at standing on a bus next time or stand next to a bus to really get a good idea of how tall that is. And he probably weighed about as much as your car does that you travel around in at home. The mammoth would be so tall that if you were in your bedroom, he could probably look through the window and see you. Excellent work so far. Now we're going to walk left. Can you find the dinosaur fossil on the wall? Press pause if you need more time. This is an ichthyosaur. We call it Itchy, a fish lizard that would have lived in the waters all around Cheltenham when we were under the sea. If you lift the flap, you can see what it would have looked like when it was alive. Press pause if you'd like more time to take a look. We're going into the open archives next, so pause the guide if you'd like to explore the rest of Test Space exhibition before you move on. Are you ready? Now, head through the double doors towards the open archives. Remember to make sure you have your grown-up with you. Can you find the penguin statue? What type of penguin is it? Pause if you need more time to look. This is Clarence, an emperor penguin. Emperor penguins are the tallest and heaviest of the penguins, and they're found in Antarctica. Their wings work as flippers to help them swim through the icy waters because they cannot fly. We have Clarence here at the Wilson because a famous local explorer, Edward Wilson, went to Antarctica at the start of the 20th century and studied penguins. He helps us even now to learn about climate change and the ways our environments have changed through time. We're going to look at some more penguins he discovered now. When you're ready, head through the big white door marked Open Archive, and you can pause the guide if you need more time. Are you inside the Open Archives? Great. Can you find the two Adélie penguins? You can pause the guide if you need a bit more time to find them. These two penguins were brought back from Antarctica by Edward Wilson on the Discovery Expedition, which ran from 1901 to 1904. How do the Adélie penguins compare with the emperor penguin? These penguins are taxidermies. That means they were preserved with special chemicals and materials after they died so that people could continue to study them. Let's move on. Moving left down the big display case, can you find another bird? What type of bird is it? Pause the guide if you need time to look. Have you found it? This bird is called a Cape Petrel, a seabird that finds its food in the waters around Antarctica. This is another bird that Edward Wilson studied and brought back from his Antarctic exhibitions. Does it look like any birds we have here in Gloucestershire? In fact, Edward Wilson studied lots of animals and nature in Antarctica and around his home at Crippett's Farm on the Campden Hill. Open up some of the drawers underneath these display cases. Can you find three of Edward Wilson's drawings or paintings of animals or plants? Which one is your favourite and why? Pause the guide whilst you look. Excellent animal hunting skills. Now, keep walking to the far end of the room. Can you find the giant fish? What kind of fish is it? You can pause the guide whilst you look. This is a pike that was found in Dowdwell Reservoir in 1896. The story is that she was put in the reservoir by some very angry people when they were told they couldn't fish there anymore, and that she grew so big because she ate all the other fish. Now explore the rest of the gallery. See if you can find five other animals in objects or pictures around the room. Don't forget, you can open up the drawers too. Pause the guide for now, and when you're ready to head up to the second floor to the Arts and Crafts Gallery, press play. Welcome to the Arts and Crafts Gallery. The Arts and Crafts movement saw makers, designers, and artists use nature to make beautiful furniture, textiles, and patterns at a time when factories were starting to use machines to mass produce things. So, there's lots of lovely animals and natural patterns for us to find here. Let's start by walking left until you find the section called The Movement Begins. Can you find the beautiful decorated cabinet marked with the number 3? Pause if you need time to find it. This is a beautiful music cabinet made in 1899. It was used to store sheet music and keep it nice and flat. This one is covered in animals. How many can you see? Pause the guide so you can have a really good look. Well done. Now keep walking further into the gallery. Can you find the cow and ducklings? Pause if you need more time to look. What do you think these animals are made of? Lots of children think they're made of chocolate, but actually they are made of carved wood. Don't they look so real? When you're ready, keep walking further into the gallery. Can you find the white owl on the wall? Pause until you found it. Well done! This owl came from a place called Owl Pen Manor, which is decorated in these plaster decorations. Because the house was called Owl Pen Manor, the owner, Norman Jewson, who was an artist, made lots of these owls to decorate it with. Now we're going to walk further into the gallery. Can you find the silver biscuit tin with the stag on top? Pause until you find it. Well done! This is a really beautiful biscuit tin. What sort of biscuits would you put in it? It doesn't just have a stag on it, it's also covered with other beautiful woodland creatures. What other animals can you spot? Pause the guide so you have time to look. Once you've finished, can you find the big cupboard to the left of the door? It's next to the big green wooden table. Pause the guide whilst you find it. Great work! This cupboard is full of bowls, plates, and tiles with animals and beautiful plants on them. Since you're so good at finding things, I want you to look for 3 different animals here. Can you find the 2 lions, a swan, and a peacock? What items are they on? Which one is your favourite and why? Which one does your grown-up like best? You can pause the guide whilst you look. Now you're free to explore the rest of the gallery. How many other animals, flowers, and signs of nature can you find? There's lots of leaves, flowers, feathers, and even other animals to be found. You can even see what other animals you find around the rest of the museum today and on your way home. Excellent animal hunting skills. Don't forget to return your audio guide on the way out and have a wonderful rest of the day exploring.